Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Just shooting from the hip, friends, you just heard what they were talking about concerning games. It's interesting that they're appealing to the idolatries of men concerning sports. And talking about if they're not vaccinated. Once again, folks, you hear the propaganda. They're just driving it. It's a one-sided narrative since the beginning. And it's going to continue going down that track until the American people put a stop to it. Folks, you want to know what judgment looks like? Because it's raining judgment all across this country. As a matter of fact, it's raining on a global basis. And the fact of the matter is the people that are responsible for that are the people that have allowed the powers that are tolerated to go ahead and set that narrative. You want to see what judgment looks like, friends? Just prepare yourself for more of it. And the way that you do that is continuously do the same things that you're not doing today. It's stupidity, to say the least. Really what this comes down to, friends, is the American people daring the justice of God by leaving off his commandments and dealing with the wicked. So they're going to sit back and they're going to allow the wicked to continuously dictate and set that narrative. Folks, we better get this straight because it's as common sense. I was going to use the word commonsensical as it can possibly be, but I didn't know if it was in there, but it sounds like it probably is, Webster's 1828. And in the process of saying that, friends, common sense does come into play that if you want the robbers, the killers, and the murderers to quit doing what they're doing, then you're going to have to stand up and deal with them. And that's exactly where the American people are today. What's sad about it is so many are appealing to their favorite politicians in hopes that they'll do something for them, but I think that they found over the last 5 years, the one that promised to drain the swamp didn't do it. He did just the exact opposite. As a matter of fact, he's the one that started all of this. And it's interesting, we have a Joe Biden today because Donald Trump didn't keep his promise of making America great again by bringing justice upon the heads of the wicked. Isaiah 26, verse 9. Just wanted to put it into perspective for you really quick. So as I just said, friends, Americans, just keep doing what you're doing because you're going to see more of this. You better understand that in the book of Amos, it talks about the plumb line that's been dropped. The Lord is at the end of giving and showing mercy to the unrepentant, and he says thereof after that you are to prepare to meet your judge. And you can rest assured that's what is happening. And I know I can just hear people say, oh, Bradley, that's out of context. No, it's not. Jesus made reference of hell 54 times for the very purpose that people that continue on in their sin are going to die in their sin. And hell is reserved for such a place as that for the people that are unrepentant towards God. Therefore, Luke 12:4 comes to my aid in telling us that we're not to fear hell. We are to fear God. And if we don't do that, dad, friends, in obedience to him, out of love for him, friends. Remember, we love him because he first loved us. And how did he do that? Jesus Christ came to the cross and he died on Calvary and bled it red with his blood as the propitiation of the sins of the world. And if out of love that we have had shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, Romans 5:5, that's been given unto us, out of gratitude we're going to live for him who died for us, 2 Corinthians 5:15. So again, Americans, I just want to say there's going to be more of this until the American people stand up. But I am here to tell you today, be encouraged, because people are standing up. As a matter of fact, today, Little Falls Medical Freedom Rally, Friday, August 20th, 3 to 6 p.m. in Little Falls, Minnesota. I just shared with you last week, friends, after my time spending with being spent with that of a local pastor who's been there for 45 years, who had told me that in a smaller city here in western Minnesota, over 500 doctors and nurses and protesters came out in protesting the powers that are tolerated to put them down. That is the obedience of God. That is a Protestant, a Protestant. They understand that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, and they understand what it takes to win their freedoms, 1 Timothy 6:12. So, folks, let's get back to the plan. I want to tell you what's going to happen if you don't get back to the Lord's plan, if you don't get back to the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution and be the strength of the law. I can tell you exactly what's going to happen. That's all you have to do is look to Canada right now and understand what happens over there. Give it about 10 years and it happens over here. And I'm just here to tell you prevention is better than cure. I want to show you a homosexual, Allah-worshipping, treasonous individual. His name is Justin Trudeau, and I want you to listen carefully as to what he has to say, because this is what is in fact happening in Canada today, because the people and the population over in that country, not all of them, but for the most part, friends, are tolerating the crimes of this criminal. And I'll tell you what, it's just the simplest thing in the world to do, friends, is to put down these criminals. But instead of dealing with the one, the masses suffer the abuses of the one. How does that work? I don't know. It's going to be one of those wonders, and only the Lord can answer it. Check this out.
Michael Walsh with the Globe and Mail. Yesterday you said your government and your party have been working for weeks on this vaccine mandate, but you have not released any details on how it would be forced, how you would ensure it actually is.
Look what they tolerate over in Canada.
So how would you do it? The NDP said they would follow the discipline process of collective agreements. What specifically would a re-elected Liberal government do to enforce a mandatory vaccination program?
We have made the decision that federal public servants...
We have made the decision. Okay, this is the employer speaking to the employees, usurping their authority. Okay, we have made the decision, he said.
Need to be fully vaccinated.
Need to be fully vaccinated over a virus that has not been proven to be effective in the sense of creating a healthy body. In fact, it's doing just the exact opposite, as I've exhibited over and over and over again on the show.
That is something that we're also applying to everyone who gets on a plane or a train in the coming months in Canada. That's a decision that we're making in order to keep Canadians safe, in order to put an end.
Same exact thing Adolf Hitler said. Every dictator of the past and the present, friends, continuously use the same narrative. And notice what they're doing, friends. They're saying, if you're not for us, you're against us, just like Bush did after September 11, 2001. And it's also interesting, friends, that they're using policies to undermine the law there in the said country of Canada, which starts out acknowledging, guess who, friends? In their preamble, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Look what happens when the people disobey God and submit themselves to a little homosexual Allah-worshipping femme.
To this pandemic crisis in Canada. And in order to do that, we will be working with the collective bargaining agents, with the unions, with the various employers within the public sphere, the federal sphere, to ensure that we move forward. But the bottom line is
to move forward.
Who doesn't have a legitimate medical reason,
listen carefully,
not getting fully vaccinated, chooses to not get vaccinated, there will be consequences.
There will be consequences. Really? In what reference to law, Mr. Prime Minister? We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, so I hope you're sitting down, folks. By the way, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, that's all you have to do is go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. While you're over there, friends, subscribe to the page. While you subscribe to the page, notice on the top of the page, if you're on social media platforms, where it says SOL Radio Live, go to that page right there and go ahead and click on right here on the right side to subscribe to that page. What is it? Yesterday's show. Oh, I had about 74,000 people on there. For other people on different social media platforms, look at how low the numbers are. And the reason that is because that's called censorship. And again, remember, they're not just coming for me. They're coming for you. Okay? Don't let the light be put out. The fact of the matter is, if you want to go over there again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of that page. When you go to the right side of the page, you will see social media platforms there, both Morning Show with Tim Brown and Bradley Dean Live Even Now. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, top left side of the page on beforeitsnews.com. And again, friends, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I want you to check this out, friends, because this is what fools act like. Okay? You can judge them by their fruit, regardless if it's good or if it's evil. Charles Barkley, to lead COVID vaccine rally, blames unvaccinated idiots for lockdowns. Wow. Basketball Hall of Famer and Alabama native Charles Barkley will headline a COVID vaccine rally at Legion Field in Birmingham later this month. I would like to see the video of that because I can rest assured, friends, and you can take me at this, there's going to be very few people there. Because this is all being promoted, and if there is going to be a lot of people there, you can rest assured as well, friends, they're either being paid to do it or something's there to allure them to go ahead and be a part of this vaccine rally. Barkley will be featured speaker at a vaccine rally hosted by the UAB Minority Health and Health Disparities Research Center on August 28th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Can you make this stuff up, friends? I don't think you can. I'll say it again. Charles Barkley to lead COVID vaccine rally blames unvaccinated idiots for lockdowns. Folks, you need to understand that this is the objective because it makes you an easier prey. If they can't put the black and the white pitted against each other, which you don't see out there, let me tell you firsthand. Friends, if they can't use the right left, the Republicans against the Democrats, and rest assured, that's there to divide and conquer the people so they're easily controlled. Mark 3:25, Jesus warned us of this already. Well, guess what? They're going to use this as the next wedge to pit Americans against each other. Let me remind you, if you are fighting against each other, you can rest assured you are warring against the wrong people. Who you need to deal with is corrupt politicians that are unlawfully implementing or using forced compliance measures against the American people and the powers that are bribing them in doing so. That's who you deal with. You don't war against each other because that's exactly what this is all about. Charles Barkley to lead COVID vaccine rally. Folks, you can't make up stupid. You really can't. Especially Charles Barkley. My goodness. I wonder how much he got paid for that. Well, I can tell you this, friends. He can be paid all that he wants. But what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his soul? You can talk to Charles about that. I want to go over and I want to show you what a sheep looks like. And I want you to listen carefully to the ignorance involved in this post. This is audio video. I don't need to narrate, but what you can get a hold of is the fact if you're listening through audio and you can't see the social media platforms, the videos, this woman has Bell palsy. Half of her face is completely numb. The right side of her mouth is hanging, and her right side of her face by her eyes, she is trying to open it and close it, but she cannot do it because she has Bell's palsy. I want you to go ahead and check this out because this is what ignorance looks like in a big, big way.
To make, and it's kind of hard to make because as I'm watching myself, I see.
Listen to what she says.
Which is, I have been diagnosed with Bell's palsy, which is paralysis on one side of the face. For me, it's this side here, it's the left, obviously. So I got it about 2 weeks after getting my vaccine. And I had a rough go with the vaccine.
Listen.
And I guess still am. But I have to say that I would do it again because it's what we have to do.
It's what we have. She said she would do. She said she would do it again, friends. She's got Bell palsy. Facial paralysis. The right side of her face is completely paralyzed. She's crying. She's had a rough go with the said vaccines. These are the side effects of these experimental injections that have not been approved yet, okay? Over a virus that has not been proved yet, right? Remember, there's several strains of this. But it's interesting to note, then what does the sheeple say? I would do it all over again. And why did she say she would do it all over again? She said, because we have to. Really? Could you show me that law that gives power to our said representatives, those people that work for us, delegated authority? Can you make reference to the law that we're to comply with? I didn't think so. And I want to remind everybody again, I've said this 100 times, 100 different ways. And I want you to listen carefully, friends. There is no law. This is all a push. They're trying to win public opinion. They're trying to isolate those that are not going along with it. And the problem is, friends, there's a lot more that have not gotten it. And that is the reason for forced compliance. But again, the burden of proof is on them. Not on you. You don't need some amendment. You don't need some bill to pass through. What would you need that for? There's no law that they have to make reference to in telling you that you need to receive a vaccination. That is called experimental medical, okay? And they cannot use you as a guinea pig. And that's what they mean for you to do. And this is going to be all done through forced compliance. I want to say this publicly, and I want you to listen carefully. I'm not going to disarm, number one. I understand what our rights declare. I don't need some corrupt judge to misconstrue the plain meaning of the Second Amendment, and they all the well know what they're doing and how they're trying to do it. Number one, I am not going to disarm. Okay, listen to me carefully, Americans. Listen to me carefully, 153 cities. I will not disarm. Why? Well, if you don't mind, I'm kind of shooting from the hip right now, and I'm thinking of Patrick Henry, and he said to misconstrue the U.S. Constitution, it will never happen unless you're too ignorant to actually read. And that's probably what the problem is with such people as the one that we just took a look at over the last moment here. Now, I want to, again, I'm going to get over to this quote by Patrick Henry. And it's interesting, friends, that I'm trying to pull it up right now. And where is that? Where are you, Patrick? Where are you, Patrick? Where is that quote by Patrick Henry? Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting, friends? I see that it seems to be completely scrubbed. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I'm not kidding you, friends. Patrick Henry, just wait a second. We're doing live radio here, okay? And I'm going to go over to one of my pieces that I know Google's been continuously pushing down and expunging my content. And, this is insane, friends. For those that have not been paying attention, you need to understand our history. It's not only being scrubbed from before our eyes by the removal of statues, but they're also doing this online. And I am trying to find this quote right now, and for some reason or another, it's not popping up. You know what? But I think I may have just found it. Yes. The Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens from keeping their own arms. If you want peace, you have to prepare for war. How do you prepare for war? You stay armed. Read the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. If you want scripture, you can go ahead and read Luke 11:21 and verse 22 as well. If you want to see how people are enslaved, read 1 Samuel 13:22. You just disarm them, okay? I just wanted to make sure everybody understood where I am at, because the next thing you're going to do is they're going to try disarming you, and they're going to do this through distraction like they are right now. And by the way, right on cue, the conservatives are distracted by what's going on over in Afghanistan. And I want to say they're fools for their pains, aren't they? They really, truly are. They're absolutely ignorantly led, and they're the ones that claim to be the leaders. Wasn't it Jesus that said, hey, folks, let the blind lead the blind because they'll all end up in the ditch? Isn't that where today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals, are bringing us? Yep. Read Matthew 5:13 when you get a moment. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Feeling the heat after underestimating the Taliban in Afghanistan, President Biden is again addressing the nation.
This is one of the largest, most difficult airlifts in history. And the only country in the world capable of projecting this much power on the far side of the world with this degree of precision is the United States of America.
The president also pushing back on assertions that world leaders are criticizing the chaotic U.S. exit from Afghanistan. The president claiming he hasn't seen or heard any of it from world leaders. Restrictions on non-essential travel between the United States, Mexico, and Canada are being extended amid a surge in coronavirus cases. The Department of Homeland Security saying they'll remain in place through September 21st. This is USA Radio News. A late senator's remarks regarding Anthony Blinken have resurfaced.
In December of 2014, the late senator of Arizona, Republican John McCain, went down to the Senate floor to warn his colleagues about Anthony Blinken, our current Secretary of State.
Concerning Mr. Anthony Tony Blinken, who is not only unqualified, but in fact, in my view, one of the worst selections that of a very bad lot that this president has chosen. I hope that many of my colleagues will understand this individual has actually been dangerous to America and to the young men and women who are fighting and serving it.
The late Republican Senator McCain's speech was against the nomination of Anthony Blinken to serve as Deputy Secretary of State for President Obama. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A White House official says 200 million Americans have gotten at least one dose of a coronavirus vaccine. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Okay, Tim Brown, morning show host for SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, just sent this over to me. His name is Victor Domenello. He's the MP, Minister for Digital, Minister for Custom Service at NSW Government, and member for RIDE. This is one guy that played the fool. And I want you to see this if you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com on the right side, or go over to beforeitsnews.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe on the right side of the page. We are there, morning show, afternoon show, or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Look at this minister, Victor Domenello. Literally, he said, literally just got my first AstraZeneca jab. With a big smile on his face. Listen, folks, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink, right? Well, this guy did both, to say the least. What are you talking about? I want you to check this out. This is, as the insanity continues. It's not as the world turns, friends. This is as the insanity continues. I want you to see what happens to him after he got his jab on live TV. This is, you know what? These people have all the information that we have too, friends, but if they want to refuse it, you know what? Then they're going to have to eat the fruit of their ways, and it's exactly what's happening here with this individual. Check this out.
Can I first begin by apologizing
to all businesses
that did not receive their grants on time or did not receive phone calls when they should have expected phone calls.
The left side of his face is going numb.
Provided over the last month
live TV
not up to standard. Can I first begin by apologising to all the businesses that did not receive their grants on time or did not receive phone calls when they should have expected phone calls.
I wonder when people are going to respond to the truth here. You know, I mean, I guess according to Charles Barkley, we're all fools if, idiots, and we're responsible for the lockdowns if we don't go along. Well, and then I'll be that idiot guy. I truly will. Let's go over to Ron Paul really quick before I get to my main topic and see what he has to say about how the New York Times is now blurting the truth out in their confusion. You ready for this? Let's go.
When they should have expected phone calls.
Here we go again. Forgive me. We just got our jab guy here. He's still talking over here, so I got to get back over here. And here we go with Ron Paul's guys.
But talking about this effectiveness, and don't cancel us, censors, because we are citing the New York Times, right? Even the New York Times had a piece today, devastating piece, and Alex Berenson highlighted his old newspaper, the New York Times, questioning seriously the effectiveness of the vaccine. Let's put this up. This is New York Times.
Blurting
Israel,
the truth out in their confusion.
The model for beating COVID faces new surge of infections. One of the most vaccinated societies, Israel now has one of the highest infection rates in the world.
Baloney.
Questions about the vaccine's efficacy. New York Times raising questions about vaccine's efficacy. Next one is from the same article from Alex Berenson. This next quote is really interesting, too. Unlike previous epicenters of infection in Israel's crowded, less vaccinated, ultra-Orthodox communities, this scourge primarily took hold in well-vaccinated, middle-class suburbs. And that's why now the Israelis are rushing to get a third jab. But the question, I think Massey has asked it, too, if the first two jabs only give you 8 months of protection, will the third one give you 4 or 8 more, or how many? And where is the science? Where are the studies saying that the third one, there is no science?
What if it contributes to producing another variant?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I said.
Yeah. Did you hear that? Ron Paul just said they're busy producing another variant. People need to understand that what you're hearing through the mainstream media right now concerning all of these infections, all of those that have now taken on the contagion of this Delta variant, people need to understand that's the fruit of those that have been guinea pigs in submitting themselves to the experimental jab. Again, I can't emphasize that enough. Neither, friends, I really can't. Yesterday, I had talked about don't tell me one person cannot make a change. That's what I said. That's what I talked about. Because one thing that I continuously hear over and over and over again, friends, is nobody can make a difference. Not just one person. And I want to say this. John G. Lake was right when he said, when a Christian tries to live by reason, reason is an enemy to real faith. He said, when a Christian tries to live by reason, he is moving out of God's country into the enemy's land. That's right. We belong in the miraculous and in the supernatural realm. I also brought up yesterday that the Bible says in Romans 5:20, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Isn't it interesting how you see these stickers on the back of professed Christians' cars, and what do they say? You know, I'm not perfect, I'm just forgiven. Well, we're being perfected if we understand and partake with real grace. Put that up against Ephesians 2. Well, then it tells us in Ephesians 2:8, for by grace are you saved through faith. Remember, faith that overcomes the world, 1 John 5:4, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. So, what I'm trying to say is if we are truly saved by grace, we not only abound, by the way, grace means favorable influence of God, divine influence, or the influence of the Spirit, and renewing the heart and what? Restraining from sin. That is real grace. But we are also His workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works. I can't find those that are born of the Spirit that don't understand what Scripture just said. Created in Christ Jesus unto good works, that He might be glorified, right? Matthew 5:16, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. So it shows you a lack of Christianity. They can call themselves Christians all they want to, friends, but the fact that remains is that we know them by their fruits as well. Now, Again, how many times I have heard from those who profess to belong to the Lord that continuously make excuses as to why this country is in the position that it is in today. Again, 1 John 2:4 says, "He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him." They say, "I'm just one person. What can I possibly do?" We've all heard it. Well, the truth of the matter is that they don't want to do anything about our state, but forfeit more of their God-given rights through surrendering in hopes that they are still going to heaven. They're sadly mistaken. Read Psalm 78, verse 9. Folks, again, these type are using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh, Galatians 5:13, and have no idea what the fruit of grace and faith truly brings forth. That's John 15, verse 8, where Jesus said, "I'm glorified by you bearing fruit," the Father does, and is. They are, in fact, from beneath and not from above, John 8:23, and instead of doing what the church is to do in bringing the answers to the world, Isaiah 58, verse 12, they want to create a hopeless version of a false gospel to put others in the position that they themselves are in. Galatians 1:8, it's not the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, I'm going to make a point here. On the other hand, I think of Jesus Christ, one man, the Son of God, who turned the world right side up in order to save the souls of men, Luke 19:10, and redeeming them through himself back unto the Father. Well, you might say, "Well, I'm not Jesus." I know, here's another excuse, right? Another butt. I mean, they offer up so many butts they could fill up a stadium, friends. No joke. "Well, I'm not Jesus." Well, you're right, you aren't. But do remember that you are joint heirs with Christ Jesus, Romans 8:17. Remember what was written of him while on earth, incarnate. In John 21, verse 25, it states, "And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written, every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written." Well, what does that have to do with me, Bradley? I'm still just one man. Yes, I profess to be a Christian, but yet I don't have a grace that restrains me from sin, and I don't have a faith that causes me to overcome the world, 1 John 5:4. Because you're not born of the Spirit of God. Don't kid yourself. The Bible tells us clearly that we are to examine ourselves to see whether we be in the faith or not. 2 Corinthians 13:5. Read it for yourself. When you're told by a preacher, a self-proclaimed hireling, John 10:12, friends, you better understand they don't have the authority to be telling you that you're saved, no more than the devil does, no more than you do yourself. That's the Holy Ghost's job, to bear witness. And remember, to he who hath the Son hath life. If there is no life, it's because you don't have the Son. Now, I want to go back to this, and I want you to listen to this really carefully, friends. You say, "I'm not Jesus." Well, you're right. You're not. But again, remember, you're joint heirs with Christ. And if we're joint heirs with Christ, guess what Jesus said in John 14:12? He said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I shall do, he shall do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." Wait a minute. The Bible just said that I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written concerning the miracles of Jesus. Then Jesus looks down at us concerning the church in America on a global basis, and he says unto us, "He that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also." So there's absolutely no excuse as to why we're not overcoming. "And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." So let me ask all those people that are saying, "I'm just one person, I can't do anything about it." Are you calling Jesus Christ a liar? Because you better understand something. That's dangerous business, number one. And number two, God is not a man that he should lie. See, the Father of the Old and the New Testament said, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." The Word of God is filled with promises. And with all the promises made to the church, I have to say that I cannot find defeat only in victory. Only victory, friends. The defeat comes to the disobedient, not the obedient. And you obey because you love. You don't obey because you have to as a master or a slave to its master. No. As a son or a daughter to your father, if you're truly born of the Spirit of God. Why do I say that? Because nowhere can you find in the scripture where the Lord ever one time failed a faithful man or a woman of God. Nowhere. So if you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Isn't that what scripture says? Yep, Isaiah 1:9. So when I think of the patriarchs, both in the church and without, I think of the men that stood with the Lord, them and them alone. And what happened? They won the day. Victory was given unto them. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-582-9933. I'll be right back on the other side, folks. Just one person can change a nation. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I picked up your radio station on a travel. Heard Mr. Dean, and I am loving this. I am spreading the word as much as I can. I just want to call and say thank you very much for opening my eyes. The topic tonight was interesting, and I will be listening back quite often.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Okay. I just wanted to finish this thought because I was thinking about it all morning. And I got to tell you, right before the radio show today, friends, all morning up to the point of doing the radio show, I usually say, Lord, what are we talking about today? And I'll just get a download. And today it was like I was in the center of a whirlwind. I can still feel it right now. And if you look at Nahum 1, the Lord says that he has his way in the whirlwind. So it's like, Lord, I want to stay in the eye of the storm, and I'm asking you to show me things to come and keep me on track by the power of the Holy One of Israel. Amen. And in order to do that, I need to stay in the center of the whirlwind, not try to get out of the whirlwind. No, we don't do that here. We bear that cross. We keep our hands on the plow. And in the process, we press into the kingdom of God, because the violent take it by force. Matthew 11:12. Read that when you get a moment. I want to just tell you again and encourage you that you can make a difference. I was just talking about, if you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Is the Lord a liar? Absolutely not. And by the way, he's immutable. And I'm speaking about the God of the Old Testament and the New Testament. One and the same, friends. One and the same. Just so you know, it's the character of God and then the incarnate God through Christ. Old Testament, New Testament. When I think of the patriarchs, both in the church and without, I think of the men that stood with the Lord and Him alone. Remember what John Knox said? A man with God is always in the majority. I think about, as I shared yesterday, in part, I think of Moses. I think of Jeremiah. As a matter of fact, I'm just going to go over to Joshua 1, and I want you to check this out and listen carefully, because this is the whole of it right here. Only be thou strong and very courageous. Remember, friends, men don't follow titles. They follow courage. Read Proverbs 28. Remember, leaders are followers of the Christ. Okay, Matthew 4:19. Leaders are not sent out by God to speak their own words, but to speak His words. Leaders are out there to be not the leaders of consensus, but to be the molder of consensus. It's interesting, is it not? And I'm greatly encouraged, let me tell you, how I have seen a manifestation of everything we've been preaching over the last 3 and 5 years come to pass. When people are continuously asking us questions as to, why are we talking about this? Why are we staying on this topic? I'm telling you, we're on something. We got to follow the lead. We got to follow the lead as we're being led, Romans 8:14. And here we are today. And I want to tell people, too, that are in the church, it's interesting how people are coming to me now and telling me of other prophetic people that are now coming out with the same message that we've been giving for 3 to 5 years. The difference between us and them is we're partaking with the works of our message. We're a part of the message. They can prophetically hear it. Yep, they can. They can pick up on it. But the reason we got it so soon is because we're in it. They're observers. We're partakers. And we're partakers of the affliction of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we understand the power of God unto salvation. Those that are nearest, like Peter, James, and John, they heard the whispers of the Lord. The prophetic people of the day that are standing out as observers and as spectators, yeah, they may hear it, but they'll hear it as a bywind. Well, we get to hear directly from His mouth, because His eye is on the doers of the word, not the hearers only, deceiving themselves. Which, by the way, can I bring this up really quick? Folks, all morning I have been getting emails from conservatives in government. Jim Jordan, there was a couple others. And it's interesting, with every single thing that they've got to tell us, you know what they tell us? All the bad news that Joe Biden, about Joe Biden and his criminal administration. They're telling us that he's violating the Constitution, but they do nothing in standing against him. And I see this in the church too. I see it all over the place in the church, and I just want to make an appeal to my listeners. I'm not asking you to look at my ministry in a different way than you already are. I'm just simply trying to highlight that what I see more than anything is not only in the conservative movement, Jesus told us to be aware of in Mark 8:15, but also in the professed Christian movement, Mark 8:15 as well, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Herodians, right? What I notice is these people that call themselves leaders, and this is a majority easily of the 98% of what I see out there. First of all, I see a lack of integrity. I see compromise. I see diplomacy all the way up to the top. And I've been there, just for the record. Not talking out of school here, friends. But what I continuously notice is both in the said conservative movement and the professed Christian movement, they're all magnifying the bad guys. And it's like a guy on a horse that gets on his horse and he goes and takes stock in what his enemy is doing. A Christian has no business doing that. And by the way, the said conservatives, 86% of them to be professed Christians as well. They bring back the ill report, not the good report. So it's like watching these people in the church and in government take stock of the enemy on their horse. They go round and they continuously take stock of their enemies, the bad guys. And then what they do is they come back, they do a fundraiser as they magnify the crimes of the bad guys. They get off their horse and they do no more. How do you call that a leader? How do you call that someone that really loves God to act in such a fashion? That is a lack of Christianity, but this is what we see all day long. Here, I want to tell you what this is. It's cowardice, and it's a lack of Christianity. I just want to make clear. It's cowardice, and it's a lack of Christianity. These are the first to go to judgment. Why? Because, again, they're hearers of the word. They want everybody to think that they're on the cutting edge. But what, again, they do is bring you to the starting line, and then they turn around and run away with your money in hand. Shame on them. Put that up against Revelation 21, verse 8, starting there. Now, let me get back to my point. Joshua 1:7 tells us what? Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe painstakingly to do according to all the law of God, which Moses, my servant, did and commanded thee. He said, turn not to it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. That's right. That's meeting the Lord on his terms. Okay? That's called embracing the cross. Law to Christ, Christ to the law. Period. And we magnify the law through faith, Romans 3:31. So we got Moses who stood alone, Joshua who stood alone. We got King David who stood alone, who was called to be the light of a nation, Isaiah 51 verse 4. We got Gideon. And by the way, if I stop at Gideon alone, isn't it interesting how he had tens of thousands of people to go ahead and take on their enemy? But the Lord picked one man named Gideon. The first thing he told him to do is to tear down his father's altars and then deal with the enemies. And notice nobody helped Gideon. Nobody helped Gideon, but the Lord did. And notice it started out in the 30,000 ratio. Then it broke down to 22,000. Then it broke down to 10,000. Isn't it interesting how the Lord didn't use the mass of the people? He used a small number for why? That no flesh should glory in his presence. So what you mean, many of you who say you're just there all by yourself and you can do nothing about it, you better understand that you're condemning yourself every step of the way. And you know not grace and you know not scripture. And that's what we're doing here right now as an admonition and an exhortation concerning our proper place on this earth. The Lord doesn't need a majority. Look at Samson. Look at the major prophets. Look at the minor prophets. Look at the apostles. There was only 11 of them. I think of those within the church, like that of Martin Luther, the great reformer. If it wasn't for that guy, we wouldn't be here, friends, an extension of the Christ. What of Oliver Cromwell, who didn't put up with the crimes of a king named Charles? What of John Knox, who stood up against Mary, Queen of Scots? He was all by himself, but he prevailed, didn't he? They all did. What about the Charles Spurgeons or the Jonathan Edwards of the day, the great reformers, the awakening preachers, or the Black Robe Regiment? What about Sir Thomas More, who kept writing out against the crimes of the king while everybody else submitted to him? Well, guess what, friends? There's always going to be a Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You don't bow, you don't burn. They did it all on their own. Well, the fourth man appeared in the fire. What about William and Catherine Booth? You know them as the founders of Salvation Army. They started that ministry all by themselves, and yet their ministry is on a global basis. What about, again, the Black Robe Regiment? What about our forefathers who stood against the tyrant across the pond? And there was only less than 3% of the population that God used to beat them down and establish what it is that we have today. You know, I think of our forefathers who made an appeal to the supreme judge of the world in establishing this great nation in which we live. Psalm 33, verse 12. Where were their appeals directed towards? The flags that were flying were appealed to heaven and no king but King Jesus. 1 Timothy 2:5. But did they make excuses for what they left off? Not at all. They proved the God of Israel by standing with him and him alone. Having met him on his terms, they found him to be immutable and as faithful to them as he was to those that preceded us. We love you by what we do. Be exhorted.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.